I'm David Brancaccio in New York. More than 150 people have been diagnosed with measles since the start of the year. Most cases are in the Pacific Northwest. Medical experts blame people who reject the scientific evidence of the safety and effectiveness of vaccines for allowing the preventable disease to spread. Today, the Senate committee, will hold a hearing on how to respond. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more on some of the funding issues here.
More than 40% of the measles cases this year are in Washington state. John Wiesman is health secretary there and is testifying today.
Folks are working essentially day and night to try and control this outbreak.
He wants more funding for the Centers for Disease Control and a national campaign to combat misinformation and promote vaccination, because sick kids aren't the only consequence for the state.
Just for the governmental public health system so far, it's about $1.2 million for this response.
Kristen Ayersman at the Minnesota Department of Public Health says they spent about $1 million during a measles outbreak in 2017, and that was just on staffing.
Now, that does not include the cost for vaccine. That does not include the cost of children who are hospitalized.
She says while states control the laws that allow people to opt out of vaccinations, the federal government should be informing the public about the risks of doing so. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.